You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. And as you already know, I'm always delighted to be joined by Kieran Farrell. Kieran, it's a beautiful Sunday morning, man. How's things?
Well, I'd like to say that things are good, but what's happened last night, they're not, mate, they're not good. And I'll just tell you now, mate, what's happened is, so obviously we had a big fight for Brian lined up, which we didn't say anything about. I'll tell you the old story now that quick, yeah? So get contacted, fight for Brian Rose, Nikita Habib it was first. He said, yeah, so let's do it. White chocolate, we'll have a bit of that. Eddie pulled him off the show for whatever reason. Then we had the fight in Spain, what Brian's won against the former Spanish champion. So 2 days before the fight with Clavero in Spain, I get a message from the matchmaker at Matchroom USA. Does Brian want to fight Amo Williams on the Canelo undercard? So like we're like, without a doubt, let's do it. You know what I mean? So get into talks. Then all of a sudden, it's going to get changed to the Devin Haney card. So it got changed to the Devin Haney card. And the Devin Haney undercard got announced last night. So a couple of people were told, like, why is and I've turned quite a few fights down for Brian Rose on the Katie Taylor undercard. Just to name a few, Katie Taylor undercard. There was another big fight over in the States, a fight in Australia as well. So I didn't want to, obviously, this was the one what they wanted. Brian's dream was to fight in Vegas. And it was like a dream of mine, Viva Las Vegas, to fight in Vegas, to take boxing over to Vegas. Now, what happened last night, it cuts a long story short, the card gets announced and there's no Amo Williams, Brian Rose. So I'm thinking there must be a reasonable explanation. So contact Matchroom, get in touch with him. Anyway, get back to me a couple of hours later. Sorry, Amo Williams is retired. He's saying he's retired. So I'm like, well, where does that leave us? Obviously, we were fighting in Vegas. We've signed the contract. It's about 3 or 4 weeks away on a massive card. And now we're saying he's retired. So the big question is he retired or is he not? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, is he just retired whilst Brian's about, because he don't want to fight Brian? Is he ducking Brian? Does he want to just take an easier option now and go and fight somebody else in a few months' time? Is that what it really is? Do you know what I'm saying? Is he just trying to do that? I don't know. Because it is a big step up on paper. Yeah. I don't know if he's ready for it. You know what I mean?
So, has Amo put anything on his social media or that he's retired or anything like that as well? Or
no, he texted Eddie Hearn, apparently. He texted Eddie Hearn and said that he's retired. So we don't know whether he's retired or he's not. So where the fight lies now is that we're waiting for Amo Williams or his manager to reach out to Matchroom to let us know what's going on. Obviously, we've got stuff to be getting on with ourselves. We've turned down big fights, big cards, big purses for... Can you see me, mate? Yeah?
I'm
still on there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still on, mate, yeah.
Yeah, so we've turned down big cards, big fights for this opportunity, and this is where we are. We're here on a Sunday morning, not knowing whether he's fighting or he's not. We're not knowing whether Amo Williams is a retired fighter or is an active fighter. We don't know.
So how's Brian feeling at this moment in time? I'm guessing.
I'm on the phone now because Brian's gutted. Brian don't want to speak to nobody. He's wounded. I'm just trying to be positive and trying to make ends meet out of a bad situation. Like, it's a bad situation. Trying to think positive and say, look, Amo, can you reach out? I'm just asking you now personally, as a friend, Amo Williams, that can you let everyone know what you're doing, bro? Because, like, you can't be messing about with people's lives, mate. You know what I mean? It's not on. You know, like, we need to know what's going on. That's basically it.
Well, that's some news that I'm taken aback by. I don't know how to go forward with this. It's almost as... Amy Williams is doing everything right at this moment in time. He's knocking everyone out that he's fighting. He's came across. He's on a high. It's kind of baffling as to why he would retire, seeing that he's doing so well in the program so far. Man, he's boxed in Miami. He's boxed over in the UK.
Yeah.
He's boxed all over the place. He's seen the world doing what he loves. So I'm kind of
He's got a good team behind him, so I don't know what it is, but we just need to know, like, we just need to get to the bottom of it, like, as soon as we can. I hope he sees this video, puts it out there, and just reaches out to Matchroom or to his manager and let us know where we are. And, you know what I'm saying? And an honourable gentleman, and just let us know where we all stand. Are we fighting or are we not? We don't know.
It's kind of a weird one for me, because I know Amal Williams. I've interviewed him a good few times. I've met him a good few times as well. So he seems like he doesn't seem like he is a lovely kid. Do you know what I mean? And he wanted to take the boxing game serious, and he wanted to be a champion. So I'm sort of taken aback by it and kind of baffled myself as to why he would text Eddie Hearn and say that he's retired.
I don't know. It was coming to a shock to me yesterday, but as it stands, we don't know. Is he retired? Is he not retired? Is he fighting or is he not fighting? We just need to get to the bottom of it, Andy. And that's what the phone call is all about, mate. You know, I wanted to keep it short and sweet. I didn't want to take up loads of your time on a Sunday morning, but this is where we are at the minute, mate. And obviously, yesterday, Brian had an interview saying that it's his dream fight. It's going to be announced soon. Then, less than 24 hours later, the rug's been pulled under our feet and we've got nothing now. And then we're going to be left in a ditch where Brian Rose won't be fighting. You know what I'm saying? So we've dropped everything for this now. I think it'd be nice if Eddie Hearn could still keep Brian on that card. It would be nice, you know what I mean? Just for all them big nights, what Brian's done for him in the past, it'd be nice for Eddie to keep Brian on that card. And we'll fight anybody, mate. We'll fight anyone at 160. We'll fight anybody, mate. You know what I mean? So, like, let's see if we can get him another fight. You know what I mean? If Amal don't want it and for whatever reason, you don't want to fight him or whatever, just let us know. Make it known so we can find out and we can get out there, mate. We just need to know.
Definitely, man. I'm fingers crossed. I know what you're like, Kieran. You're probably on the blower on the phone trying to make phone calls and try and get something sorted for Brian, because that's the type of guy you are. So, well.
Mate, that's what we're doing now. I'm getting it out there. So that's all I want to do. Just get it out there now and make sure that everyone's aware of the situation. Amal Williams, I'm just pleading with you, bro, to come out and just say, what's going on, bro? Are you fighting? Are you not fighting? What's going on, mate? You know what I mean? I know he's a good guy. I've met him myself. I met Amal myself in Gallagher's gym. He's a nice guy. He's a very talented fighter. But we just need to know what's going on. You know what I mean? Are you fighting? Are you not fighting? Are you retired? Are you not retired? So we know where we're at. We can't prepare for something. We don't know what's going on. You know what I mean? So we need to get top and bottom of it. Needs sorting today, mate. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Well, fingers crossed you can get something sorted, and I'm glad that you reached out to me, Kieran. But like I say, it is a beautiful Sunday morning, so I want to. You do have a promotion in Spain, your first co-promotion in Spain, so there is some sort of obviously,
yeah.
Gives one hand, takes with the other. Do you know what I mean? That's sort of the boxing.
Yeah, that was a bit of good news on my behalf the other day. I've announced that my partnership over with Team Soul. Ruben and Juan Carlos and Ricky Powell over in Spain, and we're going to do a show in June 26th. We've got up to now is two Welsh lads, an English lad, all fighting out there, and there's more to be added to the card. Hopefully might get our Nathan out there, considering everything's right with his medicals, and Ben Ridings as well can get out there. Obviously we've seen Jez Smith the other day, he had a good fight with Legaro. And it's shown that Ben Ridings didn't ever get hurt off of Jez Smith. He went the distance, six rounds with him. And it's just shown that in the future, he's only 21 when he fought him, that he can be a force, Ben Ridings. So look, everything's going right in the camp bar this. So we just need to get the top and bottom of it now. Amal Williams, are you retired? Are you not retired? Are you fighting? Are you not fighting? Can you let someone at Matchroom know, please, so we can find out? That's all That's all the messages, mate, today.
Well, Kieran, I won't keep you much longer than, like, I know you're probably a busy man today. I know you've reached out. I'll get this out as soon as I can and stuff like that. And hopefully I'm seeing this message from him. But like I say, I'm gutted for you as well, because I can remember you spoke to me and you spoke about this fight a couple of weeks ago. But you never mentioned anything. You just said that big fight for Brian. You're both excited. It's a dream for Brian. So you and Brian were over the moon. And I would say overly, you were very, very excited to get this fight over the line. get across to Vegas and get it on. But again, it's a ruthless sport, boxing, as you know, and it's I'm gutted for you, the both of you. I really am.
Hopefully, he comes out and says that he's not decided he wants to fight. That's what I'm hoping for. But, you know, it is what it is. We've got to take the rough with a smooth, mate, and we'll crack on anyway, either way. But all we need to do is find out today what's going on. That's all I want to do, is find out today, because I can't really sleep without knowing what's going on. You know what I mean? And I feel bad for Brian. You know what I'm saying? So, like, because he has big opportunities, what he's missed out on because of this. So, we would like, if we could stay on the card and fight somebody else buzzing. If we can't, then we need to move on and crack on to the next opportunity now, you know, and not be messed about again, you know.
Have you spoke, what's Matchroom said to you? Just that Amo's retired?
Just waiting for them to, waiting for Timo Williams, his manager, or himself to come back and say what's going on, because, like, it's just not good, you know what I mean? So that's where we are at the minute, waiting for them to actually tell them what's going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely, mate. Well, as much as a Sunday can be good for you right now, I hope it is a good Sunday for you, and you do have some good news, Kieran. And
yeah, mate, hopefully. I'm saying, look, you've got to think positive.
Yep.
Hopefully, I'm always, you know, hopefully he'll want to fight, you know what I mean? So we just need to get the top and bottom of it. Like, that's all it is. That's what I wanted to do. So, yeah, hopefully it comes good today.
All right, man. Well, Kieran, I won't keep you much longer, brother, man. The next time I speak to you, it'll be some good news. And, aye, so fingers crossed, mate.
Nice one, Andy. Don't forget to see that jumper in the post, mate.
Oh, I've got it in my car. I've got it. Send me your address. Send me your address, mate. I've got it. I picked them up last week.
Buzzing, mate. Yeah, sick. Yeah, I'm going to wear that with pride, you know what I mean?
Send me your address, mate. I'm going to post it this week.
Yeah, buzzing, mate. I'll send it, you know, mate. Nice one. And see you later, Andy.
Cheers, bro. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.